We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Now, but Saturday mornings from 8 to 9, it's your home for the Gunsmith Show with Jonathan
The cool
Smith.
Guys on the radio.
That's exactly
yeah.
right.
Guns.
We're talking guns.
Talking guns, talking hunting.
Yeah.
We've got Eric from Williams Gunsight Company, who's the sponsor of this segment
it
of the
is.
Show.
Hello.
Hello.
As a matter of fact. And,
glad to have you on board, buddy.
Great,
thanks for having me.
Great expertise, yes. Someone you can rely on at Williams Gunsight Company.
You can rely on all the guys at Williams.
Oh,
they've got a great crew.
Got a huge
and they
staff.
Just, I see Brandon just brought his brother in. Good people coming in, too. I mean, everybody I meet, it's like, well, I know why they hired him.
All hunters guy. Or passionate about shooting,
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
both. So yeah. You want it done, we can do it.
And if there's ever been a passion in my life, it's definitely been guns.
Yeah.
The pictures of me 5 years old in, like, weddings.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one holding a six-shooter.
And the only reason he's saying it's because he was so young when it started, Mary. It's not that that he doesn't have that same passion for you.
Well, I have passions for Mary too.
I know. That's why I thought I'd point that out.
I try to keep the peace every day. I try not to be confrontational. I'm a good husband. I've been married a long time. I know when to shut up. Well, no, I don't. But anyways.
Clearly, you don't.
So this segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Williams Gunsight Company. And Brian says, for gosh sakes, guys, talk about hunting. Let's get some people in the store buying new hunting guns for this year. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today.
And a lot has changed just from last year in calibers. I mean, we got the 360 buck hammer and the, which I think better yet, the 400 Legend from Winchester.
Yeah.
215 grain slug and pretty reliable out to 300.
It's a 10 millimeter rifle. That's the cool part because I'm a 10 millimeter nut. You know that.
Yes, I do.
And I when they came out with a 10 millimeter rifle, I'm like, oh, that's right up my alley. So I'm excited. I begged Mary. I said, we had to go all over the state this week. And I said, please, let's just stop somewhere. I need to look at a 400 Legend. I go through withdrawals, Dan. If I don't see a 400 Legend every couple of days, and every time I come in the store, he shows me one.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you were to get one, you could see one every day.
My DNA's all over one of them. Drool, saliva.
Do you want the display when it's time, or just get you one out of there?
Sounds like he's already marked it.
But there's some really cool new guns on the market. Even that Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum rifle, the lever action. What's the model
1854.
Number? 1854. 1854. And we're just talking about that. And last week when I stopped in to see you, there was an older gentleman there buying one, and just a beautiful rifle, all weather. He's putting a great scope on it. Dallas was working with him, I think.
Dallas?
No, it wasn't Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas hasn't been there in a minute.
No, it's a guy that looks like him. But anyways, taking
Shane,
care of him.
Shane.
That's it, yeah. Shane, yep. And make a long story short, it's just there's a plethora of great guns out there to buy right now that would be great for deer hunting. If you know you're hunting 100 yards or less, you can do it with a 357 Magnum or a 44 Magnum or a 350 Legend comfortably. But even then, if you want to use a 400 Legend or a 450 Bushmaster,
you're legal anywhere in the state.
You're good to go. You're good to go. And a lot of people don't realize that you can use those guns up north.
Yeah.
And
yep.
It totally outperforms. The 400 Legend and the 450 Bushmaster outperform 12-gauge slugs.
And so, 30-30, too, by about 20 to 40%.
Yeah, it does. They are better, much better knockdown power. What
so
were you gonna say?
One of the things you point out we do consistently is that, and it's demonstrated here, if you tell them where you're going to be hunting, if you're talking to the folks at Williams, they'll know what the ramifications are, what you can and can't use.
Right.
So go and see these guys when you're talking about it, what you're looking to do.
Yeah, first question I ask pretty much anybody is animal and how far. Because, you know, if you're hunting up in the thumb on a farm, I probably wouldn't recommend a 357 lever gun. If you're hunting 50 yards in your back nine, works great.
Hunting in a field of pine trees, you know, and you're going to see a 30-yard shot, a 357 or a 44 Magnum is all you really need. And they do a great job. So in your situation, like when people would, and I used to get the same questions, well, I'm hunting in Gladwin and man, I can shoot 350 yards. And well, what kind of gun are you looking for? Well, I got a 30-06, but I'm thinking of something different. Well, that's entirely up to you, but that 30-06, what if you re-scoped it and, you know, we souped it up and made it better for you, updated it. It might be a great Remington or a Winchester bolt action. And that's really all the gun you might need.
Yeah, and I'd rather have a $400 gun with a $1,000 scope than the opposite, because the optics, most modern production guns are going to shoot an inch or better. So
yeah, an inch or better, meaning they're going to shoot a one-inch group at 100 yards with a modern gun. And you can't ask for better accuracy than that, you know? I don't know how Lee Harvey Oswald did it. That gun has a
Carcano, with a four-power Tascam.
That's just not even feasible, but we won't go there because that's another conspiracy theory. but I am losing my voice, so do I sound like Robert Kennedy? I don't, do I?
Nope.
Good. All right, good. I just want to make sure. Yes. Snake. I've never been told that before. So, but I appreciate the reference. So if we're hunting this year and we want to go with handguns, let's tell them some of the details on handguns. I think this is terribly important, especially to get that knowledge going when you get to the counter at Williams and you're wanting to buy a new gun. So calibers wise, what are the ramifications? What can you, what's the minimum? What's, you know, is there a maximum?
So you're going to need a 30 caliber or higher, and you're going to need 500 foot-pounds or more. Foot-pounds meaning the energy it hits with. So 9 mils, you know, over 30 cal, it's 357, 355. It's hitting consistently under 500 foot-pounds. So things like 10 millimeter auto, 357 Magnum, 44 Mag, 454 Casull, 500 Smith is kind of overkill, but you can use it. Same thing with 460.
Some 45 Colts you could use.
45 Colt, yep, yeah. And if you hand load, you can actually get those kind of between a Colt and a Casull.
If you're using a Blackhawk or a single shot, you can really pound them in there and make a powerful round out of that gun.
One of my regulars pretty much only uses 45 Colt, and they very rarely go out of sight.
Yeah. Deer, meaning once you shoot the deer, you get them. It's a good, 452 is a great caliber. That's the 45 long Colt. So same as a 45 ACP, but 45 ACP, you got to watch because it's a little slow.
Yep.
So you're going to have to really pick your ammo good to get that foot pounds of energy up there where you need it to be.
Because you want the shot to put the deer down.
Yeah, you don't. Walking a mile trying to find a deer is not...
And I've done that with high power rifles. Yeah.
So, and it's going to be a lot closer range shooting with a handgun.
Right.
Yeah.
50 yards or less.
Yep, most of it. I know they're off of rest with like a good 460 Smith. Guys have taken 200-yard shots, but that's the exception, not the rule.
That's a massive... Handguns don't really get more powerful than that.
Yeah.
It's a flamethrower. So, and it actually is punishing. You know, the ones where you see the guns fly when they pull the trigger and it hits you in the head, then it hits the guy behind you too and takes him out too.
And revolvers, it doesn't really ever come up. But with handguns, you got to be careful because mag capacity. If you go out there, you know, locked and loaded with a stock 15-round magazine and a conservation officer comes by, you're probably going to have a bad rest of your day and month.
In violation.
So there's a limitation on the number of rounds you can have.
Nine,
that's very important. You can have 9 total.
Well, yeah, so 8 in the mag, 1 in the gun.
Yeah. And so a lot of 10 millimeters, you got to be careful. A lot of 10 millimeters will hold 8 plus 1. Some hold 10 plus 1 or 9 plus 1. So that puts 10 in the chamber, 10 total. Yes, sir.
If you have a 15-round capacity but you only load it with 9, are you going to be okay or no?
No, big time no.
Because you might have shot off the other rounds. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's the capacity. Yeah. It's not capacity. The number of rounds.
And those are little things that can get you.
Yeah.
That can just ruin your day.
And they know these things. This is why you talk to experts like Jonathan Smith, the gunsmith. He knows. Eric from Williams Gunsight Company. They'll know. They'll make sure that you're staying compliant.
Yeah. If you have any questions, we can answer them to the best of our ability. And, you know, if you tell us it's for deer hunting, we're going to certainly let you know, hey, you need to permanently alter this mag so it can stay within the limits, and there's ways to do that.
Maybe you need a new handgun if you're going to use it for deer hunting.
Yeah, I've always just the wheels guns have been fine for me.
I got my deer last year with a 357 Magnum revolver, but I'm going to hunt with my 10 millimeter some this year. So what I did is the 10 millimeter Glock has a 15 round magazine.
Yep.
So I measured the magazine. I took a nice chunk of maple, cut it on the right angle, exact same angle as the gun. Took the magazine apart, shoved the chunk of maple up in the magazine, put it all back together, painted the end of the magazine orange so that I know which one it is because I've got 20 magazines for these guns. And now it holds 8 rounds. So it's legal.
Does that pass muster?
Yeah, it does, because it is modified. It is the only magazine I take with me, because I figure 8 rounds is enough. I'll throw some extra shells in my pocket.
Have you ever had to show that to a conservation officer?
Not one time. And yeah. I keep waiting. Because I used to do that years ago, too. I hunted with a 10mm 25 years ago. My first 10mm Glock, a Glock 20. Now I'm hunting with a Glock 40. And it's really cool, Dan. You'd love it. You know, I'm bragging.
That orange mag is a good idea, because a needle in the needle stack. Yeah, because
all my mags are numbered, so I know which one it is. Yeah. So if I know if mag number 3 is acting up, I need to take it apart, clean it, or modify it.
Sure.
And so I've got this one. I took the cap and painted it, you know, orange.
Yeah.
And put it right back together, and that way I know it. Plus, I can always tell that I got the right one.
Yep.
At 5:30 in the morning when I'm going out to my blind. Right. Yep, I got the right mag.
Makes it super easy.
Because I hunt on private land now, so I don't worry about it a lot. But every now and then I get the urge, and I run up to Manistee and hunt, and I want to make sure I got the right gun.
Yeah. Well, and you want to do that anyway. I mean, like you say, consistency.
Yeah, I want to
If you
to
do
be
it
legal.
That way all the time, you don't have to worry.
I never want anything I do to be able to, they can take my guns away from me.
Yeah, and just it doesn't take long to make sure you're set. And
it's just
a page and a half in the rule book for equipment. And if you make yourself familiar with it and the zones you're in, it's easier to be
as polite and as knowledgeable as you can when you come across a conservation officer.
Yeah.
Usually when I see him, I set everything down.
Yep.
Guns are on the ground. Hands are right here. I keep my license and my everything right in my shirt pocket or coat pocket so I can say, here you go.
Yep.
And they're like, wow.
And all they do is get lied to all day.
So they respect that.
Yeah. Sure.
I had one CO actually say, honest to God? And I said, honest to God, I was telling him when and where I got that deer. Because he was like, nobody ever divulges this. And I told him exactly where. And he's like, honest to God, you'll swear on that? And I was like, yeah, because I already mentioned I was Catholic. So he was playing with me. So lots more. I'll probably break into more of this for next week. But Eric, thanks so much for being here. Say hi to your dad.
Hello, Dad. Sunny Florida.
His dad's retired from WJR. Yeah. So he's down in Florida.
Cool. The appliance repair show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. So, And his dad always listens. So, all right, Dan, thank you very much. And remember, go to thegss.com. Check out these shows anytime you want. Check us out on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show. But get out and vote and get out and shoot.
Yes.
All right.
We'll come back. We'll do it again next week. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Same time, same place right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Thanks for listening to The Gunsmith Show.